June 20. Take heed unto thyself. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 Timothy 4:16. Some seem to think that there is a certain amount of virtue in expressing their dissatisfaction in whatever is being done by others. There was Judas. Christ permitted him to be a member of the church, notwithstanding his covetous, avaricious character. He had some traits that might have been used to the glory of God, but he did not try to overcome the defects in his character. Christ bore with him long and patiently. He had the same lessons set before him that were given to the other apostles, which would have set him right had he made a right use of them, but he did not sustain a right relation to heaven. Christ knew his true condition and gave him an opportunity. He connected John with the church, not because John was above human frailties, but that he might bind him to his great heart of love. If John overcame his defects of character, he would stand as a light to the church. Peter, if he corrected his faults, would inherit the promises of God. And Jesus said to him after his resurrection, notwithstanding that he had but a few days before denied him, "Feed my sheep and feed my lambs." John 21:16-15. He could trust Peter now, for he had obtained an experience in the things of God. John was constantly learning to copy the life of Jesus. He was learning in Christ's school. Lesson after lesson Christ gave to his disciples that they might know the will of the Father and shine as lights in the world. John and Peter were men whom God could trust, but Judas was not. They had received and heeded the lessons and gained the victory, but Judas had failed at every trial. He saw his faults, but instead of correcting them, revenged himself by picking flaws in others around him. Paul says to Timothy, "Take heed unto thyself," that is, seek God first for thyself. Let us individually turn our attention to ourselves, diligently guard our own souls, and set a Christ-like example before those whom we would criticize.